What do you see in all of this so far from the information that we have, from the video you've watched, from the responses we've gotten from DHS and from Mr. Bovino?
Well, I mean, obviously, Aaron, at the core of it, you have an unbelievable tragedy where it appears that a potentially unarmed person was essentially assassinated by horrible law enforcement tactics that dramatically escalated the situation. But, you know, there are so many questions here. At the absolute core of lethal force training, in the FBI Academy, in the Academy at Glencoe, Georgia, where DHS agents, ICE agents, Border Patrol folks go through, you are taught from the very beginning that if you use your weapon, you have to be able to, after the fact, articulate exactly why you perceived an imminent threat of death or serious bodily injury. And so the question now is, when are we going to hear that articulation? What is the reason that these officers or a single officer, we don't know how many people shot, believed they were in imminent threat of death by this person who was, by all every video we've seen, on the ground with anywhere from 4 to 5 officers on top of him at the same time? Nowhere in these videos do you see a weapon in this man's hand.